What were the kind of like usual haunts, was it?
Well, at the time, the Village Green backed onto some semi-derelict land. Part of it was allotments, and part of it just seemed to have a load of junk. It's where the Beckside Nursing Home is now. And there was an old sort of showman's-type lorry parked up there, all with a lovely fancy wood inside to the cabin and everything, and an old trailer behind it. And we actually used to go and play around there quite a lot. We get chased off every so often if we got too near to the allotments area. But the allotment holders, there used to be quite a lot of old chaps would be on there. Oh, probably not so old, but when you're a child, everybody looks old, don't they? So, yeah, we'd go and play there. There was an old orchard at the back of the bungalow where I lived, and we'd go through a hole in the fence and scrump apples. And directly opposite the bungalow where I grew up, there was the old farmhouse. So the area where our bungalows were built had been a farm. The old farmhouse was immediately opposite, and the family who lived there, there were two old ladies called Mill and Dean and an old gentleman known as Morning. And I'd actually go over and help them get eggs in from the hens, and they kept ducks and geese.
Is this Morning as in day?
I presume so. I just knew him as Morning as a child. That was his name. Yeah.
Did you know the reason why?
I don't know if that was his given name or if it was a nickname. The house was actually called Mill Dean. And the two sisters were known as Mill and Dean, Millicent, and I don't know what Dean was short for. It might just have been Dean, it might have been Deanna or something like that. They were all unmarried, and they kept hens, geese, ducks, and round the back of the farmhouse there was still quite a big sort of market garden, and in the summer I'd go and help them pick flowers, so they'd grow everlasting flowers and honesty, which we used to call silver pennies, and I'd go and help them strip off the seed pods and bunch them up for them to take to market, and they used to give me pocket money. If I helped with that, I used to get a threepenny bit.